Only Buddha and Buddha. When you realize the Buddha Dharma, you do not think, this is realization just as I expected. Even if you think so, realization invariably differs from your expectation. Realization is not like your conception of it. Realization is not like our conception of it. Nothing is like our conception of it. A bagel is not a bagel. A hat is not a hat. A hat is wool and stitching and love. Wool is sheep's fur. Sheep's fur is grass and water and rain and stars and air. A hat is not a hat, so we call a hat a hat. That's the Diamond Sutra summed up for you. A self is not a self, so we call a self. We call it me. What is a self? A self is made of non-self elements. The air we breathe, the food we eat, the thoughts we think, the emotions we feel, the conceptions of realization that come and go. A self is not a separate, distinct, permanent entity, the way we sometimes imagine. Therefore, we call a self, a provisional designation that is helpful and useful and incredibly approximate, pointing to something that is more like a rainbow than a fixed entity. And yet, we can say there is a self. It's just not what we often conceive it to be. So it is with realization and with practice. I imagine that realization looks like a beautiful golden light shining out of my eyeballs. This is not realization. But even though my conception of realization is bullshit, nonetheless, my conception itself is also realization. Who realizes that conception is realization? When you are thinking that realization is a golden light shining out of your eyeballs, your body realizes that you are thinking. Your body realizes your thoughts. The environment holds your thoughts. It's like sentience runs right through us. Sometimes we hear someone breathe. That sound is inside our mind. But where is our mind? Our mind is outside of our brain. How can this be? We are made of non-self elements. Sometimes we burst open. We think we are this little thing that is thinking thoughts. Sometimes we realize that sentience runs right through us, that it includes the entire universe, that there is no gap between self and other. And we express that experience in words. Sometimes we imagine that if we can reconjure that thought that seemed in the moment to capture our realization, that we can have realization just the way we had it before and the way that we are conceiving of it now. And it doesn't work. It doesn't show up the same way twice. It never shows up the same way twice. Because everything is always changing, including realization. We can't hold on to realization. We can't conceive of it and therefore make it happen again with our thought formations. All we can do is sit still with our bodies and allow sentience to run right through us. Accordingly, realization cannot take place as previously conceived. When you realize Buddha Dharma, you do not consider how realization came about. You should reflect on this. What you think one way or another before realization is not a help for realization. You may be greatly suffering and experience realization. You may be thinking about the injustices of the world, and you may realize that you are experiencing thoughts about the injustices of the world. With your whole body, heart, mind, you may realize that that's what you are thinking, and you may experience realization. It doesn't matter what you are thinking, particularly, or what you are feeling, or what you are eating, or what you are doing. We often imagine that it does. We imagine that realization is a particular kind of experience content, that it is happiness, that it is openness, blissful. Sometimes realization is blissful and open. Sometimes realization is a realization of delusion. Sometimes it's realization of basically neutral, boring thoughts. Although realization is not like any of the mental formations preceding it, this is not because such formations could not be realization. The thoughts themselves, past thoughts, were already realization. But since you were seeking elsewhere, you thought and said thoughts cannot be realization. Who are you right now? What is happening right now before you tell a story about it? It is worth noticing that what you think one way or another is not a help for realization. Then you are cautious not to be small-minded, to be attached to a particular version of realization. Think of all the other moments of your life you will rule out. You will say, this is not sacred because something else is sacred. And you will miss your life, looking elsewhere for it when it is right here. If realization came forth by the power of your prior mental formations, it would not be trustworthy. If you always had to be in the right mood, thinking just the right thing, having eaten just the right meal, perfectly comfortable in temperature, the entire world just the way you want it to be. Then you could have realization. Then 99.999% of your life would not be realization. Realization does not depend on thoughts, but comes forth far beyond them. Realization doesn't depend on us creating it. It is here. This is it. And if you are angry at the world, this is it. If you are worrying about someone, this is it. This is your heart showing up in this moment, fully presenting itself to you. Welcome it. If you are joyful and blissful and at ease and peace, this too is it. Easier to recognize in that circumstance. We more often deny the difficult times as realization. But what if we welcome them? What if we turn toward them and say, this is the manifestation of reality here and now. This too is Buddha and Buddha. Realization is helped only by the power of realization itself. In the last period, I was sitting with that line, quite moved, touched by that. Somehow it throws you right beyond all of our strategies, right into the solidness of your body, into the spaciousness of your heart-mind, receiving whatever's here just as it is, our practice. Thank you.